Chapter 9. Attempt to Escape. José turned to Fernando.
Is the plane ready? He asked.
Fernando nodded.
It just needs the pilot, he said.
Do you hear, my friend? José said to Tony. All we need is the pilot, and that's you.
How do you know that I'll fly the plane to Peru and not back to Miami? Tony asked.
José smiled cruelly. Because Fernando will be going with you, he said, and he'll be taking his rifle.
I don't think even Fernando would be stupid enough to kill me while we're flying, said Tony. If he kills me and the plane crashes, we'll both die.
Don't worry, amigo, said Fernando. I won't kill you, but I don't think you'd be happy if you had a bullet in your leg or in your arm or your...
José held up his hand.
That's enough, he said. I think Tony understands. Now get him out of here.
Okay, let's go,
Fernando said, pointing the rifle at Tony. Once outside the building, Fernando took Tony to a waiting jeep.
Get in the front seat, said Fernando. We're going to the plane.
Tony got into the jeep. Just as Fernando was on the point of getting in, Louis shouted something to him. Fernando started to walk towards Louis to see what he wanted. Tony quickly jumped into the driver's seat, started the engine, and drove away at full speed. He didn't know where he was going. He just drove. Through the driver's mirror, he could see Fernando running after him, his rifle in his hand. Bang! A bullet went past Tony's ear. Bang! Another bullet. But Tony was too far away now. Tony drove the jeep up small, narrow roads, with fields of green coca plants on either side of them. The men who were picking the plants looked up in surprise as Tony drove past them. He looked through the mirror again. Two jeeps were following him. Someone in the first jeep was shooting at him with a rifle. Tony had no doubt that it was Fernando. Suddenly, Tony realized that he was on the road that went to the runway and the plane. Tony remembered that some bushes had fallen to one side, revealing the runway. He needed to find those bushes if he was ever going to find the plane and fly out of that place. Where are they? He said to himself, looking all around him. Where are they? All the bushes looked the same. Tony could have driven past the runway and he wouldn't have known. Suddenly, he thought he saw the right place. He drove the jeep behind some trees, stopped, and ran over to the bushes. Hidden behind them, he saw the plane. He tried to pull the bushes apart.
I think this will help you, said a voice behind him.
Tony turned round. Fernando was standing there, holding a box. There were three men with him. He pressed a button on the box, and suddenly the bushes opened, revealing the runway.
Clever, eh?
Said Fernando. He pushed the button, and the bushes closed again. He walked over to Tony and pushed the rifle against his stomach.
José wants to speak to you.
Fernando pushed Tony towards the jeep that Tony had been driving.
I'll do the driving this time.
Fernando laughed. They drove back to the house in silence. José was waiting outside, his face dark and angry. Fernando and Tony got out of the jeep, and Fernando pushed Tony forward towards José. Tony stood in front of José, wondering what he would do. Suddenly, José hit him hard across his face. José hit him again, harder this time, and Tony fell to his knees.
I tried to be nice to you and you tried to escape, shouted José. If I didn't need you to fly for me, you would have a bullet in your head right now.
José turned to Fernando. Take him back downstairs and then come and see me and bring Louis with you. He's the cause of all this, José said, and walked back into the house. Fernando took Tony down the stairs and along the corridor. Enrique was waiting outside the room. He smiled unpleasantly when he saw Tony. Fernando opened the door and pushed Tony inside.
See you later, idiot,
he said to Tony. Then he left, closing the door firmly behind him.